Daniel chapter 4, verse number 13. Bible says, I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. This is the personal testimony of Nebuchadnezzar, by the way. Verse 14, he cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the word of God and how it explains a lot of things that we see in life. Lord, if we'll just take time and look into your word, Lord, I pray that you help this Sunday school class this morning, helps as we look in and just maybe kind of chase this thought through the Bible. And Father, I pray that you just help it to be a blessing, help it to be maybe an eye-opener, help us to maybe understand people better as a result of it. Lord, I pray for pastors. He's doing the other Sunday school class and all the other Sunday school classes that are going on. Father, I pray that you be honored, pray that you be glorified. Lord, just use us. Lord, we want to be vessels. Help us to be clean in Jesus' name. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar has this vision, and this vision comes to Nebuchadnezzar, and we talked about a few things about that last week. But this is the actual vision, and I want to draw your attention to verse number 16. The Bible says, let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast heart be given unto him. And I thought that was very interesting, and we're going to talk about that this morning, and we're going to look through the Bible a little bit. And I want to maybe, if nothing else, like I said, I want to maybe help you understand. You see people out in the world and you're like, what in this world's gone crazy? And it has. This world is crazy, nutty. And there is a reason for that. Okay, there is a reason for that. So let's look at this. We'll continue reading. Verse number 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. Why? To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. And that talks about how Daniel was astonished for a while. And honestly, I don't think Daniel here really wanted to tell Nebuchadnezzar the truth. I think Daniel had a respect and admiration, and he didn't want to be the bearer of bad tidings to Nebuchadnezzar. And but he has to. So verse number 22, Bible says, it is thou, O king, thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. So Nebuchadnezzar here is the tree in the vision. And Bible says, verse 23, and whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till seven times pass over it. Verse 25, They shall drive thee from men, thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know, this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. So why is this? Why is all this coming to pass on Nebuchadnezzar? Because Nebuchadnezzar is not recognizing God as being the true God. Okay, and we'll see that. Look down at verse number 28. And all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon, notice all the personal pronouns here, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. This is, honestly, to me, I think it's a fascinating, I mean, like I said, I've got an overactive imagination. I can picture this, okay? Now, I don't know what this guy looked like, but he was something else. And it was more than that, it was his actions, okay? He was acting like an animal. So, I want to talk this morning about the heart of the beast, the heart of the beast. Now, it's interesting, when you look at the Bible and you start thinking about a beast, what is that? It's an animal, okay? It's an animal. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 1. Look at verse number 20. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great wells, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So God spoke, right? God spoke everything, and you've all heard this, it's nothing new. God spoke everything into existence. But look at verse number 26. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. Dominion. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Listen, we are not, God did not create us to be animals, okay? We are a special creation. We can go to later chapters and we can see where God actually formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And what does the Bible say? Man became a living soul. A living soul. It's not, God spoke everything else into existence. And when that stuff dies, and we're going to see that later, it dies. It goes to dust. And you know, our bodies do the same thing. We die and we go to dust. In that regard, we are no different. And Solomon will tell us that later. We're no different than animals in that regard. What's different is our soul. All right? We die, you know, and honestly, when I die, just go dig a hole and bury me. I don't care. Okay? Because the part of me that really matters is not going to be here anymore. Okay? But when an animal dies, that's what kills me when somebody has animals that they treat like they're children. It's like it's an animal. It's an animal. It's a beast. And you know, God gave us dominion over that. But I think it's interesting that God gave to Nebuchadnezzar the heart of a beast. Now, you think about that. And I got to thinking about this last couple days, as far as we are dealing in our society not with human beings anymore, we are dealing with a generation of Nebuchadnezzars. And think about that. We don't deal with, you know, you go to the world and you go out to these places and you see society, what has happened to those people? God has given, I believe, and I really believe this after kind of studying this, God has given them, because of their rejection of God, because that's what Nebuchadnezzar did here. He rejected God, and he's promoting humanism. Well, that's rampant in our society, is humanism. Man thinks he's his own God. That's where Nebuchadnezzar is right now. And you know what God did to Nebuchadnezzar? I'm giving you the heart of a beast. He took his man's heart away from him and gave him the heart of a beast. So we're gonna kind of want you to think about that, and we're gonna look at that a little bit this morning. Where does the heart of a beast? It comes as a result of the rejection of God, and I believe that's evident. Let's go to Romans chapter number one. Romans chapter number one. What is a result of having the heart of a beast? Well, number one, I believe it's the actions of a beast. If you go to Daniel and you look at what Nebuchadnezzar was doing, he was living like an animal. Hello, does that ring a bell? I mean, those of you that are in the bus ministry, how many have gone into a house and you're thinking, my dogs live better than this? Seriously. I mean, filth, they live like animals. Why? Because at some point they've rejected God. They've rejected the principles of God. So God's given them a heart of an animal. Okay? The actions of an animal. People, their morality, people act like animals in their morality. It's like you're watching a hunting show with people. And you see these, you know, everybody's after because they're trying to fulfill the lust of their flesh. They're acting like animals. They have no self-discipline, no morality. They just do whatever their flesh wants to do. That's what animals do, okay? Anyway, Romans chapter number 1. Let's look at verse number 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Doesn't that sound like Nebuchadnezzar? He knew God because of the situation with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He knew of their God. All right, he knew of their God because of previous situations, about the first vision that Daniel interpreted for him. He recognized Daniel's God. All right, so he knew they glorified him not as God. Nebuchadnezzar said, "I built all this. This is because of what I have done." All right, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever, forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Why? Because God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Why? Because basically God said, all right, I'm taking your man's heart, and here's an animal heart for you. Now go live like an animal. And that's what they do. That's why we have the despicable things going on in our society, is because people live like animals, okay? I'm thankful that I grew up on a farm, all right? Now, if you've not been around livestock, honestly, you should go spend some time around some livestock, all right? Because animals are not, animals are animals, okay? I don't know how else to explain. If you've been around livestock, I think your mind can go to those things and you can say, man, what he just said is true. Okay, for three years, basically, I worked on a hog farm. And you know what? Hogs are utterly ruthless to each other. I mean, they'll eat their own children, all right? They'll eat weaker things that are weaker than them, and they'll pick on things and bully things, all right? That's an animal instinct. It's survival of the fittest, okay? They don't look to somebody that's weaker and needs some help. They just consume and devour, all right? An animal instinct. Unfaithfulness, immorality is rampant in America. That is an animal instinct. Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Okay? He didn't say you're going to act like an animal and just, you know, wherever you can find a female and he, you know, you breed. That's an animal. That's what animals do. And that's what our society is doing. Okay? I'm just being transparent. This is what's going on in our society. All right? The morality, we see that. And look at the list beginning at verse 29. All of these things are as a result of people not recognizing God from verse number 21. They are animals. Okay? Listen, God did not create us to be animals. God created us a very special thing. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter number 2. Look at verse number 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. What is that? That's people that act like animals, that just do whatever their flesh wants whenever they want to do it. Okay? And despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. There again, we're just looking at the same thing. People that have rejected Jesus Christ, God gives them a reprobate mind. God gives them, like he did with Nebuchadnezzar, the heart of a beast. So they're going to act like animals. And I think you recognize that. You see that in our society, that people are acting like animals. Go to Jude, just a couple pages over. Look at verse number 10. There again, if you go to verse number 8, it describes who this is. Filthy dreamers defile the flesh. All right. Verse number 10, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally. It's whatever they naturally think of, okay? As brute beasts in those things, they corrupt themselves. You know, our prisons are full of animals, okay? I want you to think, listen, you know what rules are? They are, rules govern us, okay? Rules keep us in a boundary. And you know, honestly, you know where we put, you know, what we put animals in is a fence. Okay? And you know what? When an animal doesn't stay in a fence, you have to build a stronger fence and a stronger fence and a stronger fence. You know what prisons are? A strong fence to keep the animals inside. That's what it is. I want you to think about, okay, what if they started, you know, they went through and would you want them to start cutting the fences of all of our prisons and letting all these people out? Because they don't have a human heart. They don't look at somebody and they have compassion. Okay? They act like an animal. They're going to devour. They're going to kill. They're going to take things that aren't theirs. Why? Because that's what animals do. All right? I don't want them to let them out. I think they should probably put more people in and we never see them again. Honestly. Okay? But that's what a prison is. A prison, you know, we are governed by a law. Okay? We're governed by laws. But ultimately, you know what really governs us? It's not necessarily the law. It's our conscience and our heart that says, you know what really pretty much determines what I do? Do unto others as you would want them to do unto me. Love my neighbor as myself. That's what the golden rule is, loving your neighbor as yourself. That's what determines what I do. It's not the fact, you know, it's not the fact that I could go to prison for stealing. It's because that God created a law and he put something in my heart, the heart of a man, that I shouldn't steal from somebody. That's what governs me, okay? It isn't the fact that I shouldn't kill just because I will go to jail. It's because there's something in my heart that says I shouldn't kill somebody else. But when you're an animal, that's not there, okay? So Jude chapter, we looked at verse number 10. I want you to think about this thought. Let's go back to Daniel. This is interesting. It's kind of humorous. Daniel chapter number 4. Look at verse number 33. So we have the heart of a beast causes somebody to act like a beast. And why is that? Because of a rejection of Jesus Christ, a rejection of God. So the heart of a beast causes the action of a beast. Verse number 33, the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen. So he's acting like an animal. His body was wet with the dew of heaven. He's living like an animal. And here's the next thing. Till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. You know what else happens when you're given the heart of a beast? You start looking like a beast. Look at our, listen, there are some weird people out there. Okay? They look weird. Why is that? Because they are rejecting God. Okay? And because of that, God has given them, they think it's fine to live like an animal. You know, animals don't put clothes on. People wear clothes. Animals don't wear clothes. And, it seems like more and more, we're seeing animals on our streets that aren't wearing clothes. Okay? You say, Brother Chad, what did it mean to have his hair grown out till it was like eagle's feathers? Go to the mall. Amen. And you will see guys that their hair is grown out to look like eagle's feathers. I'm not kidding. Okay? You know what's something I do to an animal? If I have a hog that will not listen or a cow that is headstrong and I'm trying to lead it some way, you know what I do? I put a ring right here in its nose. Do you know how I mark an animal as belonging to me? I put a tag in its ear. Or I take a hot iron and I imprint on it. You know what that... People are acting like animals. They are putting things in their body. I've always wanted... You know those big things that guys wear in their ears? I always... You think I'm kidding? If I want that guy to do something for me, I grab him by his ear and he will do whatever I want him to do. You know what that is? That's the same thing as taking a 1,200-pound bull and I can lead that thing like a baby with a ring in his nose. I can take the biggest, strongest guy, and I'm 145 soaking wet with my boots on. All right? I can take the biggest guy there is and he's got one of them things in his ear. He'll do what I want him to do. He's an animal. Okay? Yeah, in more ways than one probably, but that's what animals are. Okay? God didn't create us to be branded by the world. Okay? Now, if you've done things, listen, God forgives all that. But trade your animal heart in for the heart of a man. Because only God can touch. God doesn't communicate. Now, I think God does communicate with animals, okay? I mean, there's the whale that swallowed Jonah. We just read about Balaam's ass that spoke to him, okay? Now, it's pretty sad when God, one of his creation animals, is listening better than one of the people he created as a special being. But we have the appearance. So the heart of a beast, the actions of a beast. Nebuchadnezzar acted like an animal. Nebuchadnezzar was looking like an animal. Okay? That's what is going on in our society. Did you notice, and I don't remember which passage it was, but it talked about how the animals are created to be destroyed. Created to be destroyed. What's a cow for? It's not for looks, Brother Josh. Cows are created for hamburger. Or, you know, steaks, whatever. You know, Brother Josh doesn't raise cows just so they can eat his grass. Okay? Brother Josh raises cows to sell them so that we can eat them. Okay? And, you know, God didn't create us to be that way. I got off on the food thing. Now everybody's mad at me again for no breakfast. All right. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. So we have the heart of a beast causes the action of a beast. The heart of a beast causes the appearance of a beast. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. You know why I get pigs every year? Well, I didn't this year. It's not for the smell. It's not because I like going out and feeding them, although I do kind of enjoy it. It's not because, you know, I want this pen in my yard. And that's for sure guaranteed it's not because my wife wants them. All right? Why do I get pigs? And sausage. Because I've got like 300 pounds of pork sausage in my freezer right now. Okay? That is why I get a pig. All right? Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. This is kind of funny. I said in mine heart, and I'm not sure, I'm really thinking about teaching through Ecclesiastes, but that is a very depressing book if you really think about it. But anyway, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. This is what I was talking about earlier. You die the same way as an animal dies. Okay? We all die the same way. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man? Listen, the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth down toward the earth. That's interesting. The spirit of man, so the ones that have the heart of man, what does it say the spirit goes? Up. All right? The heart, those that have the spirit of the beast go. Interesting. Go look at, as an interesting thing, and I didn't go into everything, but go look at, if you look up beast singular or beast plural, go and look and see how many references are in the book of Daniel and Revelation. You know, it talks about the beast in Revelation. I mean, there's a whole section in the concordance, probably this big, that the beast is mentioned. What say, Brother Chad? Wonder why they? I don't know. Maybe it was a vision of a beast, but I believe that the beast that is in Revelation has the heart of a beast. The things that he does to people in Revelation are only something that an animal would do. He has no human emotion, no human compassion. Okay? And God treats him like a beast. All right? So those that have a heart of a beast, they go the same place the beast does, which is hell. All right? Now, God can forgive it. Do you notice that Nebuchadnezzar, after the Bible says seven times, 7 years is from what I've gathered, about 7 years. God gave him, and he came to him. Let's go to Daniel. Let me show you that. It's neat. We see the grace of God in the life of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar didn't keep the heart of a beast. God just had to bring him to that spot, bring him to the very basest of positions before Nebuchadnezzar recognized that God was who he was. Verse number 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up. Sometimes God takes you to the bottom, so you have to look up. Lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. By the grace of God, Nebuchadnezzar recognized his position, like I talked about earlier. He recognized his position, and God restored his reason unto him. What happened? God said, here, let me take that heart of the beast where you've been acting like an animal, you've been looking like an animal. Let me take that, and I'm going to give you the heart of a man again. All right? Very interesting. Go to Psalms chapter number 8. We're going to hurry. And I got one interesting thought, and then we'll be... Psalms chapter number 8. If you have time this week, go look at Psalms chapter number 49. Go look at Psalms 49. Just do that for me this week. Psalms chapter number 8. I'll read a couple verses here. Let me just say, Christians should not live like animals, okay? I don't care if it's your house, the way you live, we shouldn't live like animals. Okay, that's very simple. That's very basic, all right? You should live an organized and orderly life. I'm not saying everybody, you know, listen, you go to our house sometimes and it looks like a bomb went off. That's because we have three children that honestly live like animals sometimes, okay? I'm just saying, all right? They are the beasts, all right? I got the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet. Somewhere, I got three of them, and they're all... No, I'm kidding. What is verse 4? Psalms 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. Our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Listen, we're supposed to live above that. God created us to live above that. Amen. All right? But what happens? People reject God. Where did sodomy come from? A rejection of God and people living like animals. Okay? Trust me, you want to go to a steer lot, okay, a lot full of steers, They live like animals. Okay? I'm not trying to be gross here, but they're sodomites. Okay? Why? Because they just want to fulfill the lust of flesh. They don't care who it's with or what it's with. Okay? That's an animal. I'm not trying to be gross or inappropriate. I'm just telling you, that's how animals live. Okay? You go to the turkey barns. Okay? It's a barn full of tom turkeys. All right? They live like animals. Filth, pecking each other. Okay? They're animals. And we should live above that. One last thought, and I actually just thought about this morning. You know what evolution is? Evolution is the heart of a beast trying to justify why he is living like a beast. Well, we all came from this anyway, so it's okay for us to act like this sometimes. Who do you think came up with evolution? Okay? Darwin and them? They rejected God. And so God gave them the heart of a beast. Why wouldn't they think that, oh, I came from an animal, if they've got a heart of a beast? Think about that. And because of that, they think that they can justify living like animals. All right? So, a different perspective maybe on how you see people act, because it's ultimately comes back to a rejection of God. And God gives them the heart of a beast. Let's pray. Father, Lord, this was an interesting, Lord, it just maybe an eye-opening thing, Lord. Help us to always be yielded to your will. Help our hearts to be tender to your moving. Lord, help us never grow hard-hearted and have the heart of a beast. Help us to treat other people as humans, as humanity. Lord, help us to reach out to people and help them. Lord, I pray that you would just bless us this morning. Pray that you help the service to follow. In Jesus' name, amen.